Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Find out as we go through this hour of the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here monitoring your comments on social media. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, overviewing the situation with Hillary Clinton. The most important thing going on in the world today is what Mrs. Clinton did with her private emails. DiFi, Senator Feinstein.
Yeah.
First major Democratic lawmaker to call on Mrs. Clinton to give an explanation for her use of private email. Why does she have to explain it? What's the explanation? Why?
What do you mean?
Why does she have to explain it?
Because she's doing business for the government on her private email.
She's not anymore. She did it.
She did. No, but this is for when you. She was.
Yeah, okay. So? So what?
So you think everybody should be able to
control all of their information?
But you're saying so what? You're saying
that's what I say. So what? Why is it important that Mrs. Feinstein thinks Mrs. Clinton ought to tell everybody about her private email?
Because Mrs. Feinstein works on many of the defense security panels.
Okay, so what do you care? You're going to ask? Do you really want to know what's in those 36,000?
You don't care about transparency. You don't care about the government. You don't.
You know what? Here's where I am.
What if she's making deals with?
Oh, what if she's doing whatever she's doing? You don't think that these guys, all of them, Rumsfeld and Cheney, became multimillionaires because of the deals they made behind everybody's back?
That's exactly why we should be keeping an eye on this.
Okay, so why didn't we go back and let's go chase them around?
This is a big deal for me.
I get it. Yeah, the latest media frenzy.
Anybody working for us should be using our equipment so that we can keep tabs on them.
I want to know how many people have this sort of deal or what kind of private email accounts there are for people that are running the CIA, the FBI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought the best quote of the weekend, though, was when Lindsey Graham was on Meet the Press or something like that. He said, you can check every email I've ever sent because I've never sent one. He's never had an email account.
Not surprised.
He goes, check them all. I don't care.
The Neanderthal of the Senate.
How do you do business?
You make fun of me when I fumble around. Why don't you make fun of him?
But you send a couple hundred email a day.
That's true, I do.
That's what it takes to do business nowadays. How are you a congressman or a senator and not do email? How do you communicate with
people? This is so much fun. Richie can't get over it.
The troubling thing that I have with this whole Hillary thing is that she has been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
All this has been going on, and I just feel like if there was nothing wrong, if there was nothing sinister or shady or anything like that, she would have come right out and said something.
Yeah.
And it just feels, whether or not there is something wrong, it just feels like she has something to hide.
Feels dirty.
It does.
Yeah. I love the pictures they're posted on the Fox website of Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Feinstein. Two more unflattering pictures you wouldn't be able to find anywhere.
I just, looked up at NBC, and they were talking about it. I don't know what Hillary was wearing, but man, retire that one.
Right. All right. So anyway, you got strong feelings about it one way or the other. Graham says he's never sent an email. There is something right there.
That's troubling, too.
What I find is that Obama didn't know anything about this until he read it in the newspaper.
Yeah. And he was getting emails from her.
On that account?
That's a lie.
He looked. He could have looked at the
email. There's no way.
You mean
there's
you don't look at where the email comes from?
Right. It's Hillary@HillaryClinton.com. It didn't say Hillary at gov.us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to get. We were talking about hacking. A friend of mine had an old email account of hers hacked over the weekend, and I got two or three, and some other people that I know got two or three different email from the hacker. And the only way, well, it was a different last name, but I knew who it was. And then the substance of the email would never have been anything that she would have sent. But it's just amazing the trouble that people go to hack somebody's account and to send stuff that is of questionable value. I don't understand why people do that, frankly, but the reason I bring it up is because you see how vulnerable all of these accounts are. No matter where they're set up, how they're set up, what they're protected by, everything is vulnerable. There was something that was hacked over the weekend, and I looked at it and I thought, why? In the world, I mean, I understand the individual hacking like I was talking about here, but why do these people hack some of this stuff just so that they can say they hacked it? That was it. I don't get it. Anyway, let's move into another zone here. Many of you may have heard the forecast, the jobs report forecast of who's going to be employed, how many people are being employed. Is this a good sign for the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Jessica Menton, a reporter in the business sector, is going to give us her rundown of what really the job report numbers mean. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over $1 per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free. 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
16 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Fitchy and Kenny and I have Jessica Minton with this International Business Times reporter, anchor. She has contributed to Yahoo over her her career, E! Entertainment Television. So her focus now and ours is job creation and how many jobs there are in the economy now, how much the numbers have gone up. February was a lousy month weather-wise, but we still had a fairly interesting number there, it looks like, Jessica.
Right, absolutely, Doug. So we did see some great numbers that did come out of the jobs report last month, and it was 295,000. That was despite a lot of the harsh winter weather that does seem to happen during this period of year, time of year over the years. But something that was interesting, it was the 12th consecutive month that there was over 200,000 jobs that were created. And the last time that happened was 1994. So it's been over 20 years since the last time we saw that, which is definitely a good sign and a big pro for us. And we did see the unemployment rate tick down to 5.5% in February from January, which is good. There are some pros there. But there's also a little bit, you don't have to look at the cons when you do look at these reports, because there's always both sides to a story. And we are still seeing some stagnant wage growth, which has continued to happen over 20 years now. So there's not too much of a pickup there. And also something to keep your eye on is the labor force participation rate, which is basically the number of workers who are employed or looking for a job. And that's still hovered at a 30-year low. So since over 30 years, since 1978, 1979, it's still hovering at that low, which basically means even though we see the unemployment rate tick down a bit, there's still discouraged workers that are leaving the labor force. So sometimes when we see that unemployment rate tick down, that's because of that. So even though unemployment might be dropping, there's still a lot of people out there that are discouraged. And
Let me stop you there for a minute.
Sure.
Because that gets around to something that I believe is disingenuous about these numbers. The unemployment rate really isn't 5.5%. The unemployment rate is really about 10%.
Right.
The numbers people that are not working and have gone through the system, the 5.5% are people still in the system who are collecting in one way or another from some government program, but there are almost an equal amount of people who have gone beyond that, have stopped looking, and are just there occupying time and space.
And how do we see those numbers, Jessica? How do we figure out what those numbers are?
A good gauge for that would be the U6 unemployment rate that also comes out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So basically, that also counts in those discouraged workers, and that number was actually 11% in February.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the real number is not 5.5%. The real number is 11% are not working. I found also interesting that the bars and restaurant category, biggest growth area, more people are going out and getting drunk because they can't find a job.
Another interesting topic, exactly. So when you look at the jobs that are created, they're more in the service sector, exactly like you said, when it comes to those bartending jobs and waiting jobs, versus in the past, they were more in the manufacturing sector, and we're seeing less of that now. So less in the manufacturing sector and more in the service sector. And that's a big theme that has continued to happen since the recession. So a lot of those jobs that were lost during the recession, they haven't exactly come back. And there are a lot of people that are working those part-time jobs that are also not taken into consideration when looking at some of these data points.
Well, the interesting thing, construction, which is a good sign when you have construction, that's always a healthy sign. Healthcare workers, the numbers are increasing there. That's not a surprise. The lower end of the healthcare spectrum, not doctors and people who are on the upper end, those numbers are not increasing. Numbers of nurses, workers who are in the trenches, if you will, in healthcare.
Right.
Well, that's where that increase comes from. Okay, so that's I'm glad to have the report and then the honesty of what the real number is from your perspective, Jessica. Thank you. Jessica,
thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure having you here. Nice to meet you. Jessica, with her eye on jobs, unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. We all need to keep our eye on that number. 21 Ask the Hour is another number on Good Day.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Was that right?
Pretty much. I'm intrigued.
I told Doug Cummins before we came out, I said, you're not going to like this much.
All right, so this is Jack White.
And White Stripes.
And White Stripes. Why is it that we are playing this right now instead of playing an Elvis Presley tune? Well, there's a connection between Jack White and Elvis Presley, as it turns out. The first recording by Elvis was in 1953, a disc featuring My Happiness, and That's What Your, That's When Your Heartache Begins, sold at auction for $300,000 to a quote-unquote undisclosed buyer. Turns out the secret buyer wasn't just another Elvis fan's got a lot of money. Jack White revealed that it was his winning bid that landed this recording in his collection, and he plans to reissue the single on vinyl for the coming record store day. Billboard says that this fellow with a black briefcase showed up at Third Man Records headquarters in Nashville, where White told employees about the record's history, plans to reissue it. What's record store day, Kenny? I don't know record store day.
I think it's twice a year now, once in April and once in November. Independent, it's a celebration of independent record stores. Tons of artists put out special releases that are only on vinyl to try and draw business to these independent stores.
Well, the record store day in April is scheduled for the 18th of the month, which is 5 weekends from this weekend. So there, he's going to reproduce it and distribute it to these independent record stores for them to sell. Right? And
right.
That's really what it is.
That's cool.
And he's making it look like the original. This was something that Elvis went into Sun
Records.
This is a Sun Records. Phillips recording, yes.
Right. Yeah, and yep. For like $5,
$4.
Made a recording.
Yeah. And the one copy only pressing was given to Elvis's friend Ed Leake. It was Leek's daughter who auctioned off the recording, which White secretly purchased. So what is Third Man Records? Their headquarters are in Nashville.
That's Jack White's record label.
Oh, it is.
You know,
okay.
It's so cool to see guys like this really appreciate and try to preserve the roots of rock and roll.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this thing is all over. Man, you should see Twitter. Everybody is tweeting about this thing, from Rolling Stone magazine to my favorite beer brewery, Dogfish Head Brewery, to New Orleans cruise from the Mardi Gras. I mean, the band Fish, Billboard magazine. It's just all over the place. Cool. Metallica tweeted it.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A warning. And this is not a facetious warning. If you're afraid of heights or you're prone to motion sickness, you're probably not going to want to see the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Comes from Carowinds Amusement Park in Charlotte, showing off their new roller coaster. This is man, I don't like, I've never been on a real roller coaster in my life, because I don't even like to look at what they're up to. This is not easy for you to watch, but it does provide you with a first-person perspective of what it's like to ride something like this if you're sitting in the front seat. It's called the Fury 325, one of the tallest, longest, and fastest roller coasters. It's 325 feet tall, 20 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty. 30 stories high.
No, I'm just going over the hill right now.
Over a is over a mile long.
Oh.
95 miles an hour. Your stomach will drop out.
Wow.
So if you want to see that and get yourself sick, help yourself.
Oh, man.
Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The hour, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. I just do that as a matter of habit. Jennifer. Well, this weekend was not her baseball weekend, though. That's next weekend, right?
That's next weekend, yeah.
Where the heck did she go this weekend?
Probably some wine.
Some wine thing.
You know, trip.
All right, so as long as we're talking about baseball, let's focus on the game between the Angels and the Royals in Tempe, Arizona. The Angels lost the game. Dodgers won. Angels lost. But it's the first time that I can ever remember anything like this happening at a game anywhere, where the focus of the game isn't really the game. It isn't really the players. It's what's going on around the park, around the stands, around the people who are there to watch the game. And in fact, the game got called a couple of times because of bees. Was really kind of weird. What's the report, Richie?
Well, apparently in Tempe they're having a little bit of an issue with bees deciding that they like the net behind
net
home
behind
plate.
Home, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So what they're
There's
doing?
A nest. We got pictures of the nest.
Yeah, I think Ken's going to post it at Doug7.com. But it's they basically come in through the outfield,
yeah,
and chase the players off of the field into the stands. Everybody has to run out and get rid of the umps, everybody. And they had to bring in a beekeeper. They got the game going again, and then they had to bring in a beekeeper in the fourth inning. And let me see if I can cue it up here to get to the audio of the guys calling the game.
And the bees are gathered. It looks like.
do you think those are? Where are they gathered?
So then they gathered behind the net.
Bees have other places they'd rather.
On the is there a nest there?
You notice quite a
no, look, listen to this. They're on the microphone behind the net. It catches the batting thing. Sounds. Listen.
They have found the microphone. They have found a spot.
Is there a chance?
They have found a spot down here with the Angels microphone, the crowd mic, if you will, the back crack microphone, I believe, where you can hear the crack of the bat, the pitcher.
The microphone, you can't even see the microphone or the cable. There is probably 1,000 bees on this microphone.
It's not to do.
You're not comfortable. If your phobia is bees, that sound does not make you comfortable. Hosanna.
And this isn't the first time this happened. Last year, a Yankees-Red Sox game had to be called.
Really?
Because of the bees. And one of the players tried to go out and draw the bees away with honey last year.
Because the beekeeper is making his way down the aisle on the first base dive.
Wow.
Huh. We see
the
crowd cheering.
All right. Next item of interest, the Girl Scouts are out selling their cookies still. Yesterday, I went into a Ralph's store to buy some fruit and other things that are necessary to keep my body in tip-top shape, Richie, so that I can do this program every day with you. And the Girl Scouts are out front offering cookies. Have you bought it? And I actually have ordered some already, so I didn't. I was very nice. And
that's the problem.
Thank you very much. But this is a there's a new wrinkle on this. At DougStephan.com, one of our stories today, focuses on a New Hampshire Girl Scout troop seeking to boost its sales by offering a drive-through option. Listen up, those of you in New Hampshire. Troop 12115 in Salem, New Hampshire, selling cookies at a vacant warehouse on a heavily trafficked street. Troop sold 1,200 boxes over the weekend, hopes the drive-through will help scouts reach their goal of 5,000 boxes in that community. The troop leader said to Channel 9 in New Hampshire, the annual cookie sale program not only satisfies customers' love of the cookies, but teaches the Girl Scouts valuable people skills and business lessons, which I think is appropriate. Under the circumstances, some people are being critical because they think the Girl Scouts are everywhere with these things.
What did you hear about the Girl Scouts that wrote a letter to the Girl Scout organization because they heard about the working conditions for the people who make the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, but you can tell that story again. Yeah, that was.
That's about all there is. I mean, they just they saw a news story.
Yeah.
These are Girl Scouts who saw a news story that showed pictures of the conditions that the people who make the cookies in China or wherever. And they're just like, wait a minute, we're out here selling these, and these people are working for like $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they refused to sell them and want the Girl Scouts to change it. So what's that going to do to the price of your Girl Scout cookie? Now, I'm all for it. I mean, you're going to buy the cookies anyway, right?
I'll buy them, yeah.
The little girl next door comes and knocks on my door.
Right.
Why
are you going to say no to that?
Right.
No. Right. Get lost, girl.
No, I may buy one box or two boxes instead of four, but, you know, you're still going
to
buy
them. They can increase their sales here in Los Angeles. Just give the cookies to the homeless who are out on the street corners to sell and give them a piece of the action.
They just got it. Why don't we get the homeless to make Girl Scout cookies?
There you go.
This is
our poll today at Doug Stephan.
You sound like Seinfeld. We just answered the question.
Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Are they the Thin Mints, the Samoas, the Peanut Butter Patties, Caramel Delights, whatever it is? Tell us what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is.
Here's a couple of other fun Girl Scout cookie headlines.
Yeah.
What does your favorite Girl Scout cookie say about you?
Mm.
A thief uses a $100 counterfeit bill to buy Girl Scout cookies. He must have really needed some Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh.
Beer, wine, and other Girl Scout cookie pairings. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
To have a Girl Scout cookie wine party.
There you go. That's a good precedent. Okay, how many people remembered or didn't remember? I'm raising my hand on this one. Daylight savings time. All of the clocks usually, I was at home on the farm, so I fixed the clock. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I did. The clock over the stove, I don't think I fixed. Many of the other clocks automatically set.
The cows are not on time.
The cows are not on time today. No. All right, so here's the quiz, the 2020. We're doing a 2020 news quiz to qualify some lucky listener to the program, qualify you for our drawing on the 24th of March for the weekend in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. What two states do not have daylight savings time? In other words, what, they stay the same time all the time.
I think I know this.
Two of our 50 states are never on daylight savings time. Which of the two states are there? 888-302-3684. Kenny knows, right? Richie's not sure because he hasn't read the story at
NextHeaven.com. I know one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it surprises me because it's a farming state.
No, I don't think you're in the right state.
No?
No. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get an exclusive savings book with more than $5,000 in additional offers. Get a head start on spring cleaning with instant savings on your favorite products, like Lysol disinfecting sprays, Clorox cleaning products, OxiClean, and Bounty paper towels. Hurry into your local club to get these limited time offers before March 29th. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all understand that it is an essential duty of citizens to pay their taxes, but we also need to know that they are being collected fairly. Now we hear of the IRS using its power to investigate groups with certain political views, auditing political opponents, and making rules that would effectively ban basic political activity by nonprofit organizations. Simple get-out-the-vote drives and voter registration efforts by charitable organizations would no longer be allowed. We need to look through the lens of liberty and remember that these government officials work for us, not the other way around. Getting involved in the political process should be encouraged, not regulated. Americans have the right and the duty to hold our government accountable to protect our freedom, not threaten it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Brian has the answer, so he thinks, to the question, what states do not have daylight savings time? Brian, what's the answer?
I would assume Alaska and Hawaii, my best guess.
Nope, bad guess. Well, one of them's right, one of them's wrong, and you got the right first letter for the other state, but you didn't quite make it. All right, thanks. James, next. What's the, what are the two states?
Hawaii and Arizona.
Yes, sir. Hawaii and Arizona did not have to shift at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Everybody else did. So, therefore, you, sir, are going to qualify for our drawing. We're going to send a couple to the Colorado Springs home of the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort. You'll have a great time there if, in fact, your name is drawn from all of the... How many people get qualified now? You have, 48, 50, somewhere in that vicinity?
Yeah, somewhere 50, 60.
Trying, yeah, okay. We'll try for 100, and then we'll at random. How did we do that the last time? It was random eyes. I forget who picked the number.
There are computer programs, websites that you can go to, and we put the number in from 1 to whatever, and then picks a number, and then we figure out.
We had a listener pick a number.
We had the listener pick the number, yeah.
Last time, if I remember correctly. All right, let's move on into the world of Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the 5 medical advisors we have here on the Good Day program. Bruce is here from his perch. You know what I said last week or the week before I was going to come visit you, and I didn't? I know you were holding your breath for my visit, and I apologize. I hope you're not out of breath. You okay?
I'm fine. Fine, Doug. But love to see you whenever we do.
All right, well, maybe I'll see you today. Anyway, Dr. Bruce is here because he makes it his practice not only to practice medicine as a doctor of chiropractic by treating the ills that our lower backs have with a decompression machine that works wonderfully well. His website is 818newback.com. But he also studies the medical news to find things that you don't know or you've been misinformed or misled about. So how have we been misled this past week?
Well, Doug, let's can do our continuing deconstruction of the pro-vaccination mythology. And let's talk about Gardasil, which is a vaccine by Merck, and it's for HPV, which is human papillomavirus. Now, human papillomavirus has been associated, or is, you know, a cause of cervical cancer in women. Now, this vaccine is marketed as a cancer-protective vaccine. While, in fact, the clinical trials never reached that point. It does help with the HPV, but the FDA granted Merck the opportunity to go ahead and spend $93 million on marketing it as an anti-cancer vaccine, and as a result, they sell about $2.5 billion of this stuff a year. Now, in the trials, not only did they not prove that it was anti-cancer, but they also used as a placebo a solution of aluminum instead of an inert placebo. And coincidentally, their findings concluded that the vaccine adverse reactions were no greater than placebo, which is kind of laughable. But in the end, according to the CDC, after 16 million doses had been administered, 1 in 1,600 injections caused an adverse reaction. Now, the mild adverse reactions included fainting, which, if you faint, you fall, you can get a head injury, and that could even be deadly. But the severe reactions, which were 1 in 27,000 injections, caused Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder of flaccid paralysis. Flaccid paralysis was like having polio, or it also caused thromboembolic diseases or blood clots, which can also be deadly. So here's sort of the bottom line on it all, is that cervical cancer is a horrible disease, but it does actually affect very few women. There's only 8 cases per 100,000 a year and about 2 mortalities in 100,000 per year. And the best measure that any woman can do to protect herself from dying of cervical cancer is to get a routine pap smear and get it treated if she starts to show abnormal cells. So I think that this vaccine is really worth considering skipping.
thing, because it is a pretty nasty one.
The key there is the aluminum that is in it. And from what I know, or what I understand from talking to friends of mine like you, aluminum, is you don't want to use a deodorant that has aluminum in it because of what it does. There are all kinds of studies that suggest it's a toxin, and you put it, it'll start lymphomic cancer. People who get these bubbles, or they get stones or lumps under their arm, and it turns out to be cancer. It gets into your lymph system. Aluminum is very deadly. It's like silver. Any of these metals, that's what causes Alzheimer's. Any of these metals that get into your system, obviously, there's a lot of, we have copper and other metals, iron in our system, but we don't have, we can't use, we can't handle things like aluminum. So Bruce is right on the money here with this one. Not that he isn't, he's always on the money. That's why I got him here. Check out his website, 818newback.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For all those of you who are really smart, really intelligent, who've been waiting all week because you didn't get a chance to hear Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program last week, but you look forward to hearing him on this program, now is your chance. Tommy is going to tell us how you can go green on St. Patrick's Day. Plus, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of your questions that have come in over the past few months, and we never get to them, and we may not get to them today, but we can take a stab at
one.
Yeah. What are the odds? You want, what, 500 to 1? Hey, we'll get to them. It's, all right, so stand by for Tommy the K next year on Good Day.
Welcome to the Tonovite Week, American Fighter Minute.
This is great. First time I've been here since college, which is 100 years ago. I'm so excited. It's great to see all these bikes and people having fun. Having a great time.
Mark Daytona wins.
Play that medal around me, honey.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Daytona.
Joanne from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I just beat breast cancer for the third time. Those out there, never give up. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm just like the best of this Purple Heart bike. I have over 250,000 miles on it so far. Live life to the fullest. Don't take anything for granted, because as easily as you get it, it can be taken away.
For more on Daytona Bike Week, go to AmericanBikers.com.
taking matters into his own hand, and you should see the size of his hands. The only guy I know whose left hand is bigger than his right hand.
How you doing? Yeah.
Good morning. All right, so St. Patrick's Day is next Tuesday.
It is.
And you offer some insight as to how people can go green, which is basically how you can be environmentally friendly, as people begin to start to think about springtime, Johnny.
Well, top 10 ways to implement a little bit of green in your house would be to use non-toxic paints and sealants. They're readily available. Use programmable thermostats if you've been living under a rock and still don't have one of those. Invest in energy-efficient appliances. You know, whenever you buy a new appliance, always buy the most efficient possible. Look at natural flooring as an option. When you have the opportunity, choose local building materials. Always use natural fiber, rugs, and fabrics. Select recycled material, even in roof shingles and tiles. It is available. Always specify energy-efficient lighting. Insulate all of your warm water pipes. And landscape with native plants. They survive longer. We saw this after Hurricane Sandy. All the imported plants died. The native plants, even though they were covered by salt water during the storm, survived.
All right, other things you can find out more about on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program's website, moneypit.com. The most overlooked home-related tax deductions as you prepare your tax return. Check that out as well at moneypit.com. All right, Naomi writes to Tom, in 2013, I paid a contractor a check, $1,700, purchase materials and down payment for kitchen remodel. Contractor cashed the check. He never performed the services, and I filed a suit against him, one, but haven't been able to find the money, because these guys are in and out of business faster than you can say out of business, right? A lot of these people just are in and out, and this is a typical story, frankly.
Well, it is, and she wants to know if she can file a criminal complaint against him, and the answer is, yes, I believe you can. I mean, we're not attorneys here, but I think you can definitely
file one. The answer to your question later, we play them on radio.
Yes. Yeah. So the first stop is your local police department, because these guys that are real slime balls and like to cash checks and not do the work, you know, they'll kind of jerk you around when it comes to civil suits. But when there's a chance that they could have a criminal charge upon their record, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax. And I've seen instant cooperation when that's happened. I've had to do it myself, and it works, and it works well. So I would definitely stop by your local police department and do that. And if you haven't done it yet, you mentioned that this contractor was in New Jersey. There is a New Jersey Consumer Fraud Act. You should also be filing a complaint with the Attorney General Office.
Here's Amy, who rearranged her living room, left scuff marks on the floor. How do you remove them?
You can take a Scotch-Brite pad, right, and just a tiny bit, just a tiny smidgen of WD-40 on that Scotch-Brite pad. It'll wipe them right away. Now, you must follow up with just a sort of a standard surface cleaner, so you get any of the oil from the WD-40 out of the floor. You don't want to create a slip situation, but that solvent that's in the WD-40 does a great job at pulling those scuff marks right off.
Wow, that's pretty smart, Tom.
There you go.
You're a pretty smart guy.
Okay, can I take the rest of the week off?
No, you can't, because you've got to work on the weekend, because the Home Improvement Radio program is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the weekend around the country. So check out where the one is nearest to you. You can go to moneypit.com for all that info and see Tom with his hair in his hands. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.